KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have clear skies, a little bit of light fog in the valley areas, and it's 54 degrees after a low of 53. We look for some fog possible this morning, otherwise partly cloudy, a high of 82. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Greenfield, see Marcia, Joni, Lori, or Susan at the Adair County Insurance Agency. They're located on the square in Greenfield. In Western Iowa News, Omaha area television news outlets are reporting water rescue crews were called to Carter Lake early this morning, a search for a vehicle that may have entered the west side of the lake. And authorities report Omaha police officers saw headlights suddenly vanish near the lake sometime around 4:30 a.m. When they approached the area off of Carter Lake Shore Drive, police didn't find a vehicle, but they did find tire tracks leading up to the lake. No one actually saw a vehicle go into the water, and it's not clear if a vehicle is in the lake, but crews are searching the area as if that was the case. More information will be released when it becomes available. A Mills County woman who authorities say gave unprescribed antidepressants to her 8-year-old daughter has been found guilty of child endangerment causing death. A judge who handed down his verdict Monday to Misty Frazier of Glenwood found her not guilty of second-degree murder, involuntary manslaughter, or of a prescription drug violation. Her sentencing is scheduled for August 23rd. Prosecutors say an autopsy showed the girl, Kathleen Tafta, died in October 2016 from an overdose of the antidepressant amitriptyline, commonly sold under the brand name of Elavil. Police say the child did not have a prescription for that medication. In an update to our earlier reports, police in Council Bluffs late Monday afternoon reported they'd made an arrest in connection with an incident that took place Sunday afternoon. 26-year-old Casey Dean Manizares of Council Bluffs was arrested without incident and booked into the Pottawatomie County Jail on a charge of willful injury, serious injury. Earlier in the day, police in Council Bluffs had said that on Sunday, a transient man was attacked by another transient Sunday afternoon who fled the scene. Officers were called at around 3 p.m. to assist the medics at the Joshua House. When they arrived, they found the victim, 57-year-old Douglas E. McCall of Council Bluffs, was bleeding from his head and hands. McCall was transported to Jenny Edmondson Hospital and treated for his injuries. He told police he was sitting in a chair in the 1700 block of North 15th Street in a wooded area when Manzanares attacked him with a sharp object. The suspect then fled the scene prior to officers' arrival. None of McCall's injuries appeared to have been life-threatening. Adair County Sheriff Jeff Vandewater reports two arrests took place last week. On Wednesday, 26-year-old Dalton James Cormaney of Creston and formerly of Murray was arrested at his sister's home in Fontenelle on warrants out of Adair and Clark counties for violation of probation. Authorities say while being taken into custody, Cormaney attempted to discard a small bag by giving it to his girlfriend. She then attempted to hide it in the home's laundry room. Inside that bag was a methamphetamine pipe. Cormaney admitted after being read his rights that the pipe belonged to him. In addition to the warrants, he was subsequently placed under arrest for possession of drug paraphernalia with his cash bond set at $2,000. And on July 28, 30-year-old Wishang Gosh Shawich of Des Moines was arrested by the Iowa State Patrol on an Adair County warrant for violation of probation. His cash-only bond was set at $1,000. The Cass County Sheriff's Office Monday said as a result of an ongoing investigation on or about July the 20th, deputies arrested on Sheriff's Office warrants 32-year-old Stephen Kenneth Sheeter of Oneida on a felony charge of sexual abuse in the third degree. Later, 9 more counts of felony sex abuse in the third degree were added to Sheeter's charges, as well as 3 charges of lascivious acts with a child, also a felony offense. And Dana Walker was charged with child endangerment and aggravated misdemeanor. Sheeter was taken to the Cass County Jail, where he remained held Monday on $100,000 bond, and a Walker was taken to the jail where she remains held on a $25,000 bond. On July 24th, deputies in Cass County arrested 48-year-old Sean Patrick Ryan of Oneida on a sheriff's office warrant for felony sexual abuse in the second degree and a felony charge of lascivious acts with a child. Ryan was taken to the Cass County jail and later released on a $25,000 bond. On July 24th also, John Robert Rasmussen was arrested on a district court warrant for failure to appear in court and a sheriff's office warrant for failing to comply with a sex offender registry second offense, which is a Class D felony. Rasmussen was also arrested on a new charge of possession of drug paraphernalia. He was brought to the Cass County Jail and remained held there Monday on $15,000 bond. Last Friday, Cass County deputies arrested 38-year-old Jared Eldon Finnell of Cumberland after he turned himself into the jail on a district court warrant for probation violation. Finnell was released the following day on his own recognizance. Taking a look at our funeral announcements this morning, Virgil Ivo Coppold, age 88, of Harlan, died Thursday. A funeral mass for Virgil Coppold will be today at 11 o'clock at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Graveside services for Lou and Willis Merritt of Atlantic and previously of Griswold will be held this Saturday at 1:30 in the Griswold Cemetery, 1 mile west of Griswold off Highway 92. The Reconduin Funeral Home is in charge of the arrangements for Lou and Willis Merritt. Gary Allen, age 79, of Harlan, died Saturday. Memorial services for Gary Allen will be held on August the 8th at 11 a.m. at the Monroe Chapel in rural Walnut. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. And Doug Eblin, age 72, of rural Bridgewater, died Monday at his home. Funeral services for Doug Eblin are currently pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Messina. The news was brought to you this hour by your independent insurance agents. In Oakland, your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marcia, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.